Mr. Powell, you're the executive director of the Prosecuting Attorneys Council. My understanding from a press release that we received was that the Prosecuting Attorneys Council supported lawmakers who passed a DNA collection for people accused of a felony. Could you speak as to why exactly that was the case and a little bit more about that legislation?
Yeah, Indiana was one of a minority of states that didn't have DNA connection on felony arrest. So it's, you know, have to be charged with a felony. Obviously, there has to be probable cause for that felony charge, and then a warrant issued. And if you're arrested, then DNA is collected. Currently, prior to this legislation, we had DNA collection on felony conviction only. And there's a lot of folks that do get arrested that we don't have their DNA, and having the DNA in its system does two things. It often helps exonerate people or help us find people who have committed crime, especially in the world of sex crimes. There are folks who, if we have their DNA, we often may have a victim of a sex crime where we have a DNA collection, but we don't know who it is. And unless they're a convicted felon, their DNA would not be in the system in Indiana. We've had a couple of cases in Indiana, one involving homicide and other rape-type cases where they have been cold cases solved due to a DNA collection in another state, which then went into the federal DNA database. And so all this does is if you're convicted or charged with a felony and you're arrested for that felony, there's a buccal swab, which is a saliva swab, taken, and then that DNA is put in the system. Really not any different than the fingerprints we do now take, so it's candidly a better fingerprint, and it just helps public safety. It helps us solve crimes. It helps us match that DNA up with unsolved cold cases, and oftentimes if someone's falsely accused, it may exonerate that individual as well by pinpointing the right person. So it's just enhances a collection of evidence that is truthful and reliable. So
it's my understanding this legislation passed this past year. Presumably some of these people who are charged with felonies would be innocent, and yet their DNA would be...
If they're innocent, their fingerprints are still collected, and if they're innocent, they got nothing to worry about. You're assuming that DNA collection is a penalty. How is that punitive? It only matches other DNA evidence. So, you know, I think that's the wrong assumption. There are probably some folks that think that way. But for law-abiding citizens, I mean, I'd be happy to give my DNA up. But the only people that would have fear for submitting their DNA are people who have committed crimes, typically, that are out there that have not been solved. So it helps us catch those serial rapists and other folks that... have not been held accountable because we haven't had a DNA in the database. So for that assumption to fly, you have to assume that collection of DNA in a buccal swab is punitive. It's not intrusive. It's easy, any more than collection of fingerprints are. And we've been doing that for decades. So if you've not committed a crime and where evidence has been collected from blood, saliva, body tissue, or semen or something like that, you got nothing to worry about.
What about people who, I think fingerprints are one thing. I think turning over your DNA to the state is quite a different thing.
It goes into the federal database, and that is for law enforcement use only. There's a lot of folks that want to suggest that somehow is turned over for experimentation or medical science or research or discoverable to the public. None of that's true. I mean, it is purely for law enforcement detection, public safety purposes. No one's playing around with the DNA, you know, fooling with it, you know, mixing it together, doing any of that kind of stuff. It's just like fingerprints. It's in a computer-generated database that law enforcement can access for purposes of identifying offenders.
Mr. Powell, how many other states have similar legislation like this on the books?
31.
And does that include Indiana?
No, we became, I think, the 31st. So we were kind of behind the times on that. And what really brought it to light, there was an old elder couple recently murdered in their home. It was unsolved, but there was blood there. And it turns out that blood matched out of a felony arrest of an individual from Ohio. Turns out they lived in Indianapolis. And after that was identified, this was the same person that shot up a police station in Indianapolis. And so that case probably brought it to light as much as anything because of the good it did. The argument was, why should we have to rely on people being arrested in other states to solve crimes in Indiana? But the Ohio felony arrest DNA connection, there's also a case in northern Indiana where a Florida collection solved a very old rape cold case of an elder woman. I don't know of any bad news coming out of it. Where it has been done, it's done nothing but to make our community safer from the worst kind of offenders, to be honest. People, by and large, that harm people. But I would think females and people who have been victims of sex crimes, especially those that are unsolved and homicides that are unsolved, you've had a couple of those in Monroe County with college students. This advances law enforcement detection to hopefully help us solve some of those horrible cases.
Mr. Powell, thank you very much for speaking with us. I appreciate you taking the time.
You're welcome.
The bill has been passed in other states. Unfortunately, it has been found constitutional. We have some major problems with it, along privacy guidelines as well as the implications for people of color.
That's Katie Blair with the Indiana chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's been passed all over the place. And the bill author is someone that is consistently passing bills of this nature. And so got a hold of this and we're happy to move it along. So upon arrest, you will be forced to give up your DNA. So before anything's charged, before they're convicted, just upon arrest. The ACLU believes that when an individual is arrested, they should not be forced to automatically forfeit their right to their genetic privacy. It's been passed in other states and it's been upheld in courts. There's really nothing that we can do. Of course, I came out against it and did give these kinds of interviews and sent pleading letters to the legislators, but they just went ahead and passed it. Turns out they weren't that worried. But I think one thing that needs to say is also that there is no systematic study that shows that this kind of DNA collection actually reduces violent crime in the United States.